And now we're going to turn to Ron, and he, not only did he give a wonderful speech, but he was multitasking in a dimension that you were not aware of, and he will demonstrate now something that he was doing earlier this morning that basically for the multimodality archiving and access of the presentation a little earlier this morning. And I know we're off schedule a little bit, but take the time that you need.
I'm not going to go through the entire presentation again, so don't worry about it. The slides being up there. One of the problems that we run into with PowerPoint presentations is if you're in the audience and you can watch the presenter and you can listen to the comments made during the slides, there's great value in it. But if you're not in the audience and go to the website, you download the slides, and you look at them at a later date, not a lot of value in all these slides. They're kind of static, stale. If you happen to need a screen reader, PowerPoint slides are not real friendly. And I've looked at various and sundry ways of making PowerPoint presentations more accessible to people with disabilities. That has been a challenge. I've used the tools available from University of Illinois that converts the PowerPoint slides into HTML documents. That worked well, but it also required the presenter to go back and convert his slides into accessible HTML and provide descriptive tags, alt tags to all of the graphics and images. And it still, quite honestly, was a static web page. It was a static slide. There have been tools that have come out that will allow you to convert your PowerPoint presentation into Flash, multimedia. Okay, that works well. With the exception of, okay, I've got to have it captioned. I'd also like it to be searchable. I don't want to have to waste my time going through each slide, listening to it. So give me some navigation tools. And as an outgrowth of working with PowerPoint slides, we've been working with what we refer to within the Weather Service as multimedia weather briefings. Here are images of the weather map, the radar, the hazards in graphic format, text format, and PowerPoint slides. We've used two tools. One is Camtasia. The other is Articulate. I happen to run Camtasia on my little laptop here. It's an add-on to the toolbar in PowerPoint, allowing you to record the audio, and if I was really dedicated, I would record video from the small webcam built in, so that you can actually see the speaker, you can hear the speaker, and you can view the slides. The advantage of using a tool like Camtasia or Articulate is the speaker notes, and I'll scroll down to a couple of slides, that are added can be automatically ingested into the presentation as captions for the presentation.
Are these being updated on the VNC? Oh, someone's doing it now. Thank you.
So the PowerPoint slides become truly multimedia. And what we have done within a couple of offices within the Weather Service is provide multimedia weather briefings in a variety of formats. Like the PowerPoint slides, I'm not saying that PowerPoint should go away. There are times that the PowerPoint presentations are the most effective way of viewing the information. Would you like to hear it as a podcast? Simply the audio file. Or see and hear the presentation as a multimedia file itself. The Camtasia version presentation at that point, audio, the viewing of the slides, the captioning pulled directly out of the speaker notes. If I want to jump to a specific section, and this is pulled from the slide titles, I can easily jump around within the presentation. The speaker notes are synchronized to the slides. This is not going to do an exact transcript of the speaker's presentation, but it is going to convey the information from the speaker notes. It's going to provide the functionality of the information provided. The Camtasia version is, in my opinion, a little easier to use for a basic PowerPoint presentation. Articulate is a little more difficult to use in an operational setting where the weather forecast office is... Let me turn the audio off here. A little more difficult to use in an operational setting where you have to get a multimedia weather briefing out on landfalling tropical storm Fay and you have 15 minutes. Articulate, however, does offer a lot more functionality for online lessons and coursework. Both allow the speaker notes to be ingested, tabbed navigation. Articulate offers the outline view that you can tab through. Both of these have been used extensively in our field offices. Learning curve is minimal. What we have found is that by putting a small microphone on the stand and recording the presentation as it's given, we can then save the presentation in a variety of file formats. The small 508 presentation that I've got on the screen right now was a 9-minute presentation. The file size, if we used Windows Media, was 23-24 megs. Let me rephrase that. AVI was 23-24 megs. Windows Media was 9 megs. And if we converted it into Flash, 2.3 megs. So there was a significant savings in bandwidth by using the Flash presentation from the Camtasia tool. What we have found is that this provides a quick way for people to view the PowerPoint, to go back and look at topics of interest without having a whole lot of investment in recording the audio and then having someone do a transcript and then create it. Simply by using the speaker notes on the slides, recording the audio, and if you want to record the video of the speaker's face, I tend to keep my webcam off, you can embed that in the lower right-hand corner of the slide. Learning curve, again, 20 to 30 minutes. I'm going to be emailing Susan a Word document that describes how to set up both Articulate and Camtasia tools to make the video output 508 compliant with the captioning. Fairly easy to do. Both software applications are Windows-based. They both come with VPATs. For those of you in the 508 community, that's a nice little feature to have is the VPAT. And we've had comments come back from users going, hey, I don't have to have some plug-in to view your PowerPoint slides. I can actually feel like I'm almost in the room. So it's been a success for that. What I'm going to have to do because of the file size of the earlier presentation is package it after the fact, and then I'll email it to Susan. But
and then we'll post it as part of the archive on the site. And we've got one of our remote team members, Betsy, putting in the URLs to the two software packages that Ron is describing. Thanks, Betsy.
Are there any questions about the use of these two tools to improve the access to PowerPoint? Yes, sir.
Can Can you read these files on a non-Windows machine?
The output, if you save it in AVI or Flash, is a cross-platform file format. The Windows media and trying to use it on some of the Linux machines has not been quite as successful unless we also compress the codecs into the file itself. Flash, though, I've watched a couple of the presentations, the multimedia briefings on a PDA. So that makes it very cross-platform.